Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. Are you ready to discuss this reverse isekai? Or is it even a reverse isekai? I don't even know the classification for this.
Probably reverse isekai. I mean, it's... refreshing thing to watch after watching so many isekais.
Yeah, I mean, I would presume I would love this concept, but when I look at it, I kind of feel like, well, was this really new? It's probably been done before, right? A lot of times.
It's been done before. But then again, you could give the author credit. He's done a very good job with the source material. I wouldn't necessarily praise the anime that much as the manga, perhaps. And that's what we're gonna dig into today, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, as a first impressions thing goes, I think for the characters looked pretty good. Like, and the characters were interesting as well, so that's a start. The concept was interesting, and when you have those three things nailed, I think you could do pretty well. But when all of that is out of the way, I felt it lacked something. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Maybe it was just a feeling that I was watching, like, an intro to something.
Yeah, totally. What I can say about the manga... at least it's better paced. You feel like it just flows better than the anime. And also season 2 is going to be very much more interesting. The season 1 sets up so many plots and things you wonder about. I feel like if they just done it 24 episodes, it would have been justice. But now we have to wait until next season, until we get the part 2.
Yeah, because that's what I felt. I felt like this season 1 was just like a big pilot for like the pitch to get enough money to make season 2 or something like that. But it's obvious they're going to make season 2. Yeah, I expect they already were working on season 2 while releasing season 1, and I guess that's a good thing that they have confidence, because I mean, a lot of storylines are started, and we're not going to get any solid conclusions, even though that would probably be perfectly possible to have done that in like 12 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably familiar with the author's previous work, Durara and Bakano.
I was gonna mention Durara, by the way.
Yeah,
because it felt eerily similar, like a group of friends that could have been friends outside of work, but at work they have to be adults because they're on different factions.
Yeah, and I feel like perhaps they chose the I don't know if they chose the wrong studio of the or if the studio picked this up themselves, you know, because the only thing the studio has done with what we may know is Date Alive, if you've seen that.
Yes, I think I've seen some of it.
Yeah, and Plunderer, which tanked heavily. I loved that manga, but the anime series was just straight up bad.
Yeah, as far as I can see, that's not really inspiring artwork for their anime. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they could always make it in season 2. And not that I didn't enjoy it, because I have been following the manga before the anime came out, so
yeah, I mean, hopefully they did a little better in in Japan than they did in the West, because this seems to be like a downright hatred, as far as I see, of the scores. This is terrible for something not really that bad. Perfectly acceptable, I think.
I mean,
7.3 on
it's.
my anime list is horror. It's, I'd consider horrible for something like this.
But then again, I think in the first three episodes, or maybe the first two episodes, they were smelling at 8.5, I think.
Yeah,
They
because
started really strong.
there's assassinations and murder and all of that in episode one, so. And it continues with that kind of thing, so I don't really see. I guess the entire family aspect of it got a little, they got a little too involved in that, but I didn't think the dynamic changed that much.
No.
Maybe they're all just Lemmings fans or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, and by the way, I think the first episode was just like the fight with the like what should we call him? Like the holy hero.
Hero, you could say. Yeah.
So
Chagra.
I was like, whatever. It's th this is not where the most of the story is going to be, so I don't really care about this fight.
No, I felt like it went faster by in the manga, which explains a lot. It's just the pacing of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think they kind of had to kind of explain, or they tried to make him out as the bad guy, but that doesn't last very long, right?
No, they they kind of portraying must the misunderstood hero. Or something.
Yeah, I
He's
kind of wish he
protecting
was
the
the bad guy.
children.
Because apparently there's like this horrific, is it the church or a belief system at least? That's very authoritarian to its inhabitants, and if you don't believe. So, yeah, I mean, he's just protecting the common man, I guess. And he has,
And
he empathizes with the dead or whatever.
towards the end, you could catch this feeling that he was just trying to protect the children and wanted to be killed so he can reincarnate to another world because he couldn't kill himself or die a natural way.
Yeah, but it's weird that it's like such an ancient being still has like a mind of like a teenager though, right?
Yeah.
He just
It's
wanted to protect all his dead toys. But I mean, all of that, all of Corpse God aside, I just wish to watch more of the police drama. Though I don't know if how much we're gonna get of that.
Yeah, I just wanted to watch Shark Girl and Misaki in the shower.
Oh, okay. Maybe a lot of more people want that actually, yeah. Probably right.
It's just an hilarious scene where she brings the shark toy in the shower, and it's the real polka.
Yeah, and they had to slip in like the cheesy see no, hear no, speak no meme. Or not even meme, but yeah, the reference. Now, what I really wanted was like kind of separate but intertwining storylines where Polka has to do something and with Misaki maybe, and then the two policemen end up solving it case, and maybe their like stories intertwine mid episode, and then at the end of and then it concludes, and then they all end up back at Lisa's bar, and laughing about it after each episode or like after each like mini arc. That would be nice, but no such luck.
No, I mean, it wouldn't feel. You wouldn't have that many plots going if you would go that route.
Yeah,
Now
sure,
you
but
kind
I
of feel
mean,
like there's a tree.
of course it's gonna escalate at the end of the season, but I mean, you could start off with light with some of those things, right? And build into it.
Yeah. I don't really see that
'Cause I
working.
feel like everyone is gonna end up cooperating at the end. These people don't really seem that opposed to each other.
Yeah,
The
I don't wanna.
illusionist seems like a goofy guy. He doesn't seem like a bad
Yeah.
guy at all. Lemmings doesn't seem like a bad guy either. And yeah.
I mean, Lemmings is employed by Takaru, which is the nephew of
The pseudo head of the family.
yeah, pseudo head of the family, nephew of was it Polka or was it
Well, he is the nephew of
Rosen?
Polka, yes.
Yeah,
All of the kids are nephews of Polka, which is weird.
I mean, it's not weird because he had a second wife, the
Yeah, but the
patriarch.
problem is in Eastern culture, if you're older than someone, you automatically command more respect. That is how it works. So if he had to take orders from someone younger than him, he would not like it at all. So yeah,
Yeah,
that's
he
how that
seems like
works.
the type.
He seems like a schemer. He employs a lot of assassins. I mean, are they pretending to be Yakuza? Are they actually Yakuza? I don't know. Lisa seems like Yakuza.
She seems like she would fit into that role, but woman Yakuza.
Well,
That's not what happens in my Yakuza
yeah, they wear diapers, I know. And they sing karaoke, okay, yeah.
that's hilarious. I love those games. Also, they crush people with bikes.
Yeah, actually,
Hilarious.
I've heard that that actually happens. Or that actually happened based on true events, so that's pretty cool. But there's no bikes here. There's like knives and other things and kicks and
Fire-breathing bugs.
oh yeah.
I mean, one of the things I kind of love the most is that Solitaire, which is the jester guy, he's trying to find real magic, and towards the end we could see him getting excited as he's fleeing battle with Shaoyu, and he finally finds real magic when he sees the elfin lead hands.
Yeah, and I mean, the premise starts off that there's no real magic because Solitaire has like his illusions are so good that it could almost be mistaken as magic. But even he's like, well, no, I haven't found real magic yet. And there's a lot of like these super criminals that he knows also doesn't use real magic. So you're gonna expect that Polka is the only guy with magic, but apparently not. There seems to be a lot of magic like floating around, and everyone seems to have some kind of a connection to like the sigil of the royal family that Polka once served. So
It's
yeah.
a mysterious symbol which comes into heavy play in the later episodes of the season one. And I don't wanna, no, I don't wanna spoil anything.
Yeah, I mean, it seems obvious that there's probably more people that are reincarnated. Maybe not even reincarnated in this world, but probably just have come over, maybe. Or maybe there's some kind of a connection. Maybe this
Yeah,
is all just the same world.
people that remember things from their I mean there's gonna be a season two, there's gonna be a season three if it's hits on, probably. Or
Yeah.
I mean it's a part two, but season two would happen then. Because they have enough content to have a season two. It's not ended yet, so.
What is a mark against this though is it's probably like 18 plus rating.
Yeah.
So even though it would probably be a hit among the kids, they can't watch it. So that's too bad. And I don't think this show is overly violent. This is one of those shows you could remove a lot of the blood and they could probably sneak in like a PG rating. And so sorry about that. My PC decided it needed a restart right in the recording. So where did we leave off, Karsten? We were talking about the rating, right?
Yeah, PG rating, 17 plus profanity and violence and all that.
I mean, that's perfectly justified. People are impaled, but I mean, I kind of they could probably have sneaked under like a 13 rating, maybe.
Perhaps
I don't think the show would have lost much either. I mean,
the problem, main problem is that it's pretty young characters getting these violent actions done towards them.
yeah,
I
but
mean, the
it's all
twins.
pretty humorous too, right? Like a lot of people are quite
I
over the top.
yeah, I mean, it's the comedy relief elements are very heavily involved in everything.
I mean, you can't really take Misaki serious, even though she brings up quite like a few sober points. I mean, am I gonna feel good killing someone who's innocent?
Yeah.
The only thing I haven't tried yet is killing myself. I'm gonna try that now.
Yeah.
Quite
I mean,
sobering.
I just love that character. And the hilarious fights with Lemmings in the club, for example, where she finally uses her saliva numbing poison.
Yeah, because she's a zombie now.
Yeah. And she wants to be a vampire, so she needs to have a corpse god evolve his mana, or
Yeah,
he needs to
that doesn't sound stupid
digest
at
the
all.
diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
he don't want to digest diamonds
I forgot the
because
gemstone subplot totally.
yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be relevant again.
Ooh.
Because it was a lot more fun, like watching them just fortune tell things than like hunting diamonds or whatever.
Yeah, and you can tell Corpse God is or Polka is a genuine guy. He doesn't wanna steal the diamonds from someone, so he sets up a fortune teller shop so he can make his money to buy them, which is a plot forwarding element in the show, the
Sure.
fortune teller thing.
Sure. Someone should tell him about blood diamonds or something like that. And
Yeah.
problematic diamonds to steal, probably.
Yeah. I mean, they have visitors such as fire breathing bug. They have solitaire
Yeah,
within
everyone
the.
is converging on this fortune teller, this corpse god, the police. The Yakuza, the Shinoyama family, everyone.
Yeah.
And all parts of the family, too. It's like three factions within the family, and we don't even know who or if they were responsible for the hits on Polka either.
Yeah. I mean, I have my No, you can just tell me your theory, and I could tell you after the podcast.
I
I'm not gonna.
actually, I mean, there's like this obvious suspect, the oldest nephew, the schemer, but he has so many assassins around him that he might have gotten one of them to do it instead. They seem to be loyal to him. So there's probably someone unexpected that's right under our nose right now that sent the hit. But speaking of not needing to know, I kind of wish we didn't know that Lemmings had orders not to harm the Polka faction in the later episodes, because that takes a lot of the tension out. Because when he comes in like an unstoppable force in the early episodes, well, now the stakes are, or now the tension is gone because you know he's not gonna hurt anyone.
No, at least not from Rosen's faction. Because when we're introduced to Lemmings, he's this all powerful guy. He's been evading the cops and evading the news and evading everything.
Yeah, and
There
Polka
are.
also has a hard time keeping track of him. So we know how powerful Polka is.
And you could say we early in the show we get a list of three people that are evading the police or evading everything, which is the Grim Reaper. We haven't seen much of him. Fire-breathing Bug and Lemmings. All the rest, the Grocer and Solitaire is in the prison,
Yeah, but they
and
choose to
Grocer
be
is
in the
a
prison, right?
interesting, yeah. And Grocer is a kind of interesting guy. He's from a merchant family. He can do dealings in the prison. Quite interesting, actually.
So obviously he deals in information. He doesn't deal in goods, but he trades. You can trade in goods, but obviously information is far more valuable than goods would ever be. And that's why he sets these ridiculous prices on things like
I
or
mean,
what he
he
actually
says.
sets is like your how many years you're going to use to accumulate that kind of wealth. So yeah. Pretty
It's
interesting.
quite interesting how he sets the price here.
And he's probably like pretty neutral in all things, so we might see a lot of people using him. Not
I think
only
we.
solitaire. So is someone supposed to win in the end? I don't quite get it. This is a lot of people.
A lot of
And
people, a
they
lot of
don't even
factions,
have
and
to argue about the same things, right?
I mean,
They probably
you
don't
can
even want the
technically
same thing.
no. Solitaire just wants to watch real magic, and that's why he does the things he does.
Well, yeah,
While
then we can check him out of the story next episode. No problem,
no
right?
problem,
But something tells me that's not gonna happen.
I think he wants to explore the why he can do magic and if he can do them as well.
Sure.
Because he's already checked out the fire-breathing bug, and he's found out how he does the powers or the tricks.
Yeah, seems to be a free man act or something like that. Yeah, very interesting, yes. And I'm surprised that something like that isn't magic. I mean, they're probably not gonna have like a natural explanation for that. That makes sense. I mean, that would just be wasting time trying to explain that, I think.
But Lemming's power is kinda different. It can be invisible. There's
Maybe it's a machine. Who knows?
like a gray fox.
Maybe Sayo actually is a shark, secretly sent by the shark people to infiltrate.
Shark people, yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a plausible thing, yeah.
Well, if anything else, they could probably sell a lot of shark sleeping bags.
Yeah. I mean, it's also things quite interesting is how the Shinoyama concern or business is fixing people that are don't have limbs
Oh
or
yeah,
arms.
the prosthetic
Yeah.
branch.
So there's probably much more behind the scenes than we know.
Ah, they're working with fire-breathing bug. I knew it. They injure people and then they need prosthetics. Ah, it all makes sense.
Yeah. Classic
Classic reverse insurance scheme only. The medical angle,
Yeah.
yes. It all makes sense now.
But how do you tie the symbol into it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the detective guy who was investigating got too close to the truth. Oh, it's weird, by the way,
That's
that he's just dead and everyone thinks he's alive.
Yeah, I mean it's because Tsubaki knows the symbol and the only one that ever as mentioned or shown it is Oshiragi. So that's why.
Yeah, but I mean, where did he learn it? So
Yeah.
there has to be a bunch of people who know the symbol. And why was he killed in the building that Lisa operates?
Yeah.
Was he killed by their part of the organization?
Well, I could
Because he
tell
was
you, but
obviously killed by someone in connection with the police, and so they probably outsourced. But I don't know. Maybe he was killed by Misaki. That would be interesting. And she's just forgotten.
that sounds plausible.
No, but he wouldn't have forgotten.
No.
Oh well. Yeah.
You're trying to unravel the pieces
Well, I
when you
don't
should be
really
reading the
care.
manga.
I don't really care yet because, as I said, it's just an intro for me.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get invested until, like, probably five episodes have dropped of season two, and then maybe I'll start watching it again.
Yeah. I could see that, yeah. I mean it's a nice watch. Music is decent. I don't really well, opening was average. Ending was pretty nice. I felt like.
I didn't really care for either of them. So that probably meant they were fine. Animation was on a decent level throughout, I think. There was no like visible big dip, which you might usually see. I don't know when you're gonna animate swords that come out of like spells casted. That's kind of boring, but I guess that's what's in the source material, maybe.
Yeah. It's yeah. Also, I feel like
Oh, and by the way, the telling thing with animation is how they deal with fire, and I guess that was fine here, I think.
yeah, the fire was nice.
Because fire is
And
pretty difficult to get. I mean, to make both realistic and threatening and all of those things.
Yeah, and I felt like they had pretty many fire scenes, so.
Just make it dynamic, I think. That's what I like in my fires when I start them. No, wait. No, I don't.
Oh,
No,
that's
you're the firefighter. You're the actual
yeah.
arsonist. That's a lot of arsonists in the
Yeah, I've been the firefighter for 8 years now, so I like putting out fires. I
Yeah,
don't like to start them,
there's no
even though
danger of fires here though, because everything is underwater. So that's funny.
yeah, true, Norway has suffered many
Floods.
floods, tsunamis.
Ah, no, we haven't had a tsunami in a while. I think we had one 70 years ago in the Tafjord when like a massive piece of mountain fell into like a fjord below and killed 50 people or something. That was horrific, but apart from that, I don't think we have had a tsunami. So yeah, rating.
It's a 7.
I think for me it exceeds expectations. So yeah, might even be
So
an
you're
eight
giving
actually. But
an 8? Whoa.
Well,
I'm kind of shocked.
it's perfectly fine in what it sets out to do, and I don't think it does anything worse than all the other garbage we usually watch. So yeah, it's between a
I
seven
mean,
and an eight, I think.
you gave Vinland Saga an 8, no, a 7.
Yeah, but that's a pretentious show that's like not very good in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
Not very
I'm
compelling
just
story. Like, it has
trying
one
to
interesting thread that is well executed, I think. So, yeah.
where would you rate the show among the ones you've seen? Spring 2023?
Well, of course, Demon Slayer has better animation, better music, more hype, but it wasn't very good, regrettably, because it was a shit arc. But Demon Slayer is better.
Oshinoko
Yeah,
better.
Your Star probably better. The Heavenly Delusion is better.
Hell's Paradise is better. I feel like it could be a nice
Mahotsuke
fifth place.
no Yone, Mage's Bride is probably not better because it's very questionable if it's even good, but I still watch it. Yeah, so when you put it that way, it's not a very good show, is it?
I mean, it's perfectly fine, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought
Probably
it was a
a
little more
fifth place among
interesting
their
than,
shows.
well, that's subject for change, right? Because maybe this was just the perfect build-up for a season two.
Which I've already mentioned earlier in the podcast. Season 2 is gonna be a really nice telling of the story.
Well, hopefully you're right.
Well, I always enjoy watching adaptations of manga I've already been reading.
Yeah, that's interesting, by the way, because I remember a manga referenced in this anime, and it was Murcielago, and that's actually one of the few mangas think I've read, but it's been so long that I don't remember it. But I think it was like a horny assassin or something like that. A horny dead eye, fisheye assassin.
I think there's some gore in it too. Yeah.
Probably. Was probably just recommended it by someone, and I ended up reading some of it.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like specific thing to mention, right? Does it have any significance?
I don't really know.
No.
I haven't read it, so.
I think they mentioned some other media as well, but I don't really remember that either.
Probably a lot of inserts. I don't know how they did it in Durara. Maybe they did something similar. I haven't watched it, so I couldn't say.
Don't think you needed a lot of that in, yeah, but maybe. That was like a technological show without being technological, so it was just street gangs and police and bullies and yeah, all kinds of stuff all coming together. So who's your favorite character from the show?
I mean, soft spot for Shark Girl. It's just
That
so
shark girl or the other shark girl? The
there's only
VTuber.
one shark.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, perhaps Shayu. I just feel like his backstory is really cool. He was gonna be a Tinyu, which is a poison cultivating thing, but he was sold from his clan to the Shinoyama group and got awesome upgrades on his decaying body. And I also just enjoy how he interprets the situations that Polka talks with the gang.
Yeah, I was gonna
How are
assume
they?
that he always thought they were talking in codes, but he just thought they were talking about video games and they needed to grow up.
It's just hilarious. So, yeah, one of my favorite characters there. Also, Misaki is pretty decent.
I thought she was kind of average, like what you would expect of like a psychotic assassin.
Yeah, which is why I enjoy it. Yeah. And your favorite character is probably the nerd computer guy.
Nah, he's not very good. I mean, Tsubaki-san is pretty cool. The police officer, the one that looks like a male host. Oh, and his colleague as well.
So you're rooting for the good guys.
But are they really the good guys? Because they don't portray themselves as good guys.
No, but they're trying to at least do something about the
Yeah, but what
corruption
is
in.
even good in this city? I mean, I'm sure the
Yeah.
Yakuza does more common good, or like for the general citizen, than the police does in this situation here.
I
And the
mean, could you
Shinoyama
say that
family
about their real
probably,
life too?
maybe not in Japan. I mean, it depends. Because as I understand it, the Japanese don't want to get rid of the Yakuza completely because the
They
power
keep
vacuum,
other
it's
criminals.
yes, basically, they keep other
Yeah.
criminals out. But sure, I mean, all of these organizations, I would assume, do a lot of public good, so they're pretty popular within like the general public.
Yeah. I
I
mean,
would
since
assume
there's
like
just
a
gonna be.
pharmaceutical prosthetics company is probably pretty popular, as well as So yeah, we'll see who wins out in the end.
Yeah, you think we would continue doing part two of this when it
Oh, I
comes
hope
out?
so. I hope so. I hope an army of the dead is gonna arise and take over
Yeah.
Japan. And I
Like
hope we're
usually
gonna see
does, yeah.
that hero again, hero in the loosest terms, because he's probably like a cracked out drug addict or something.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of heavily emphasize it that he doesn't really believe that Corpse God is defeated when he defeats him in the other world.
Oh, I hope he comes to this world. That's gonna be an even more crazy fish out of water experience.
Yeah. We shall see.
Well, I think that's pretty much wraps things up, and I hope we didn't gloss over something. We didn't stop talking about some very important point when we did this magic little jump cut. So hopefully that sorts itself out.
Yeah, you could send us questions to our Gmail, casualanimepodcast@gmail.com, or X Twitter, casualanimepod. I'll answer your questions if you have any. Also, visit on SoundCloud, every podcast app you have, we're there. iTunes, everything. Give us ratings there. So, 5 stars, please.
Yeah.
Spotify, we're there. Follow us there.
Every little bit helps, as a good friend of ours used to say. Okay, that should be all. Until next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.